Episode 831, My Strength is My Story with Jen Roulon, Life Lessons Beyond the Triathlon.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and welcome to My Strength is My Story. Today we have an amazing coffee chat. Oh yes, we are speaking to Coach Jen Roulon. She is a 11-time Ironman. In my words, she's a whoa man. I'm telling you, she is incredible. And today, she's going to motivate you right where you are. But first off, we have to welcome in all of her family and friends and anybody who's brand new to our family. Welcome to Create Your Now. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I'm telling you, Coach Jen impacts every single day. She trains hard. In fact, she is training for her 12th Ironman this coming August of 2017. And you know what? I'm going to be there praying for her, rooting her on. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of things and we're going to go deep. She's going to share some very personal stories along with some basic instruction for being your best athlete. You'll also hear us talk about her ebook. All that information will be in the show notes. So hang in there, buckle up, because it is time to get real and get zen with Coach Jen. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited to have you here, a part of our series, My Strength is My Story. Today we have on an extraordinary woman. Her name is Jennifer Roulon. She is a health and fitness expert who has inspired, coached, and motivated many athletes in the triathlon world. As an Ironman triathlete 10 times herself, she also received her master's degree in kinesiology with an emphasis in exercise science, along with her certification as a USA Triathlon Level 1 coach. Coach Jen, as she loves to go by, she shares her knowledge and expertise not only on her blog, but in Runner's World, Triathlete Magazine, Men's Online Journal, and WebMD. Coach Jen is all about pushing the athlete beyond the physical aspects of training. Jen, I don't know about doing 140.6 today, but come on in.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I am so excited to have you here. Maybe you can get me on track again with running. And, you know, it's always a race to win.
It is. But, you know, I think I always try to encourage people that if they don't like running, then don't do it. You know, if there's something else that you want to do that motivates you, that gets you out of bed every morning, then that's what you need to do.
Yes. Well, as a triathlete, you've been a triathlete 10 times. Is that correct?
Actually, I've done 11 Ironmans.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Sorry about that. That must have been an old note or something. I need to find that. Where'd you get that? I got to change that.
We'll get that updated for you. Well, that's amazing. Well, before we talk about kind of what you do, first define for us what a triathlon is, because some people, they've heard the word, but they really don't know what it's all about.
That's true. Good point. So a triathlon, it consists of three different sports: swim, bike, and run. There's difference of distances. So you have a sprint triathlon, which consists of maybe a 500 meter swim, 12 mile bike, and a 5K run. Then you have the Olympic distance triathlon, which is what you see in the Olympics. It's a 1.5K swim, 40K bike, 10K run. And then you have a half Ironman, which is a 1.2 mile swim, 56 mile bike, half marathon run, and then you have a full Ironman, which is a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, and a 26.2 marathon run.
Oh, I'm just trying to breathe right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be grueling on the body.
It is grueling on the body. I think for the most part, the longer distance is definitely going to be a little bit more grueling on the body. especially over time. And that's been shown in the whole, you know, I'm a geek, I'm a science geek. So that has been shown in a lot of publications as of recent. It does take, you know, it does take a toll on the body. I think too, though, when you are doing a sprint race and or an Olympic, if you want to go fast, that's also grueling on the body too. So it just depends on what you're racing for, what you're aiming for, and why you're doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, 11 times Ironman, Iron Woman is what I'm thinking.
No, I'm okay. You know, people have asked me, they're like, are you mad that it's Iron Man? I'm like, no, not at all. I mean, it started off with 11 guys in Hawaii, I think in like 1979, don't quote me, 1978. So it was. It was 11 to 14 guys doing a race. So Ironman, you know, that's where it came. So I'm good with that.
Well, all I can say is that you are truly an Ironman. I mean, 11 times. And does that mean you're going to be running some more?
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa.
So here's the thing about me. I've told the story so many times, but I remember in 1989 watching Ironman, the World Championship on the NBC Wild World of Sports. And you all remember that tagline, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And if you're around the same age as some of us are, but and I remember that Dave Scott and Mark Allen showdown. These guys were running a marathon, and they were running under 6-minute pace. This was after a swim and the bike. So I see these guys cross, and then all of a sudden, an hour later, I see the first female, Paula Newby Fraser, cross, and I was like, dang, like, if she could do that, I can do that. So then by the time, you know, I saw it, I told my mom, I told my grandpa, and I'm like, hey, grandpa, I'm going to do the Ironman in Hawaii. And he goes, okay, well, I'll come with you. Oh. And so that has always been in my head to do Kona. Now, granted, I have done 11 Ironmans, but I still have not done Kona. And even though my grandfather is no longer with me, mm-hmm. I know he's still on this journey with me. And so I don't want to get emotional, but I just can't wait for the day that I do qualify for Kona. And then when I'm in Kona and I see him at that finish line, it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it. And Kona is such a beautiful place. I'm from Hawaii.
Yes.
So I know.
Yeah.
It is special. And oh my goodness. So what do you have to do to qualify for Kona?
It's crazy. It's definitely has gotten harder over the years. I think because more people are wanting to do it. There's more events now happening for Ironman, and there's only a certain number of slots to go on that pier in Kona. And so, so what's happening is the demands, you know, there's more demand of trying to get to Kona. And so you pretty much have to be in the top 5 of your age group.
Whoa.
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing is that Ironman Florida last year, I actually had to go solo. And my husband and I were talking about this conversation yesterday, and I was there physically, I was there mentally, but I was so there spiritually. Like, I knew I was in a right mindset. And so when I went, I told him, I said, I don't really care about qualifying. If I qualify, that's the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. I said, but I would love to be like top 5, just to be on the podium of an Ironman, because I feel like if I were to do that, that would give me another level up mentally. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I got 4th in my age group.
Woo! Yes!
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, I did not qualify for Kona. So there's only 2 slots for women. And that's something about women is that we are trying to get more women in the sport of triathlon so we can get more slots. So what's happening is that it's not an equal playing field for men and women out there. It is because we all have to do the same event.
Right.
But there's going to be more men doing the races than women. So the more of the slots are going to go to the men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sort of frustrating, but you know, that's why I'm here. to talk to people and to educate people on the importance of, you know, finding something that you love, but then let's get more women in the sport, you know?
Yes. So. Well, and if nothing else, cheering them on. I mean, to say, now, it is not on my bucket list, Coach Jen, to run or to bike or swim a triathlon. Oh, no. But my brother did do an Ironman. And so I wasn't able to go and watch him. My parents and my sister did. And it took a toll. And he said, I did it to say I did it. And some people out there, it's saying that, hey, I can do something that's so out of the box, extraordinary, that you would never dream thinking of going there.
Yeah. And it's interesting because last year I did a TEDx talk up at Texas Women's University, and I sort of talked about my journey about finding that reason why I was doing the Ironman. One of the reasons was definitely because of my grandfather. My grandfather was a major inspiration for me. But then you could go over to the other side, and it was me trying to figure out how to get my dad's attention, which is sort of weird. Like, I mean, that was some, like, writing it. If you want to save money on therapy, write your life story. Like, it's crazy. Cause like, I learned so much about myself, and I think because my brother and my dad had such that great bond of football, basketball, baseball, right? Yes. Like, that was the bond that they had. So then when I would talk to my dad about softball or gymnastics or cheerleading, it wasn't a very good connection. And then when I saw the Ironman in 89, I was like, well, shoot, that's pretty extreme. I think I could get his attention there, you know? But the great thing is that after I crossed the finish line in 2002, after my first Ironman, and my grandfather was gone, was passed even then, but my dad was still around at the time. I didn't need his validation anymore because I got it within myself. And I think that's what I try to encourage athletes who are doing these Ironmans and who are doing these races, is that find your why behind doing this event, because there's a lot of training out there that sometimes you don't know why you're doing it. So that, I mean, like I said, there was, you know, a positive, and I don't want to say negative, but a really good learning on why I was motivated to do these Ironmans. So.
Wow. And that's where it all stemmed from, was trying to get that connection with dad and even grandpa.
Yeah, for sure. And it's weird because my grandpa understood it because he was, you know, and I think that's what triggered me with my grandfather, is because he was healthy. He was fitness. He's seen the Ironman, like, when he was there, like, he knew what it entailed.
Yeah.
But then my dad was totally opposite. Because he saw, you know, like the football players as the champions, as, you know, Billy Sims, Barry Sanders, like the Detroit Lions guys, like, you know, those were the champions in his eyes. But then, you know, what I realized and what I was trying to get is like, no, I'm the champion here. Hello, look at me, you know. But it, like I said, it was a really deep, like I said, write a TED Talk. Let me tell you, you'll get some good therapy.
Yes, and we'll definitely have a link for your TED Talk in the show notes, because I have listened to it, and it is great. I love what you said, and it truly is going beyond the physical aspect of things. But I want to stay physical right now, and then we'll move off into the mindset.
Of course.
But so let's talk about the physical side of things. Obviously, there's training. I'm one who, I consider myself a runner, because it really just helps me relieve stress. What is good? You want to exercise. You want to stay healthy. What would you suggest to the listeners out there that are saying, gosh, you inspire me, I want to do something? Where should they begin if they truly aren't, they're a beginning athlete?
I think the biggest thing that I have seen with people that are starting off is find your why of doing it. And this is there's another TEDx talk, Simon Sinek, and he talks about finding your why, and he talks more about the business aspects of it. But I, you know, it's something I talked to my mom too about. Like I said, you know, Mom, you need to get back in the gym. You need to, you know, this and that. And she's like, no, I'm healthy. And I'm like, but you need to see your granddaughter graduate high school. Mm-hmm. Like that is your why behind. That's your why behind living. Because as we get older, sometimes we start to lose that, you know, athletic ability, you know, and maybe there's parents that have, you know, their kids have grown and they lost themselves. Maybe they were fit and then, you know, it was all about their kids. And then all of a sudden the kids are grown up and they're like, now what? Yeah. But look beyond the life of your kids and look beyond the life of yourself. So I think finding that why of doing the workouts and staying healthy and staying fit is, I think, one of the number one suggestions that I give to somebody.
I love that. And so you're going to find your why. You start out on whatever it is that interests you. Maybe it's not a triathlon, so you're not going to do all that, but maybe it's biking and you just love biking, or maybe it's strength training.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It might be Zumba. It might be CrossFit. It might be going for a walk, you know, and I talked to my best friend about this too. Like walking is great. Even if you can get like wear a Fitbit or, I use the Whoop. The Whoop is like it's for athletes. I see it, you know, Fitbit, I see it more for the general population.
Yes.
But you know, get 10,000 steps in a day. If you could get 10,000 steps in a day, that's about 5 miles of walking.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, and that to me is, that's exercise. That's doing something. Like I have had nurses that have bought a Fitbit and they're like, oh my gosh, I put in over 7,000 steps of walking a day. And here that in their minds, they're like, well, I'm not working out. Well, you sort of are, you know? Mm-hmm. And if they want, you know, it depends if they want to lose more weight, then yeah, you are going to have to add additional, you know, workouts. But yeah, definitely finding something that's going to get you out of bed is going to help drastically. And finding a community that can help you get out of bed, like a CrossFit gym, a Zumba class, strength training, a running group, you know, things like that always help too.
Yes. Yeah. That community, that accountability all helps to kind of keep your motivation going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you keep your motivation going? I mean, you're 11 times already.
I know, right? What else? You know, it's that why, it's that Kona, you know, I'm still trying to get to that Kona. That's one of my motivation. Another motivation that I have is I have a team of about 20 people that I work with, whether I coach them or whether they just want to be a part of the community. It's called Rulon Racing right there. Uh-huh. So I have a, you know, and when I have people following me and people watching me, like to me, I can't fail. The only reason why I will fail is because I'll stop trying. And so whether I have 10,000 people watching me, whether I have my husband watching me, it's still a motivating factor for me. Mm-hmm. So
that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is because I think a lot of us get stuck in that failure portion of it.
Yes.
And it's that, even that fear of failure, but just, it's just failure in general, because all of us have failed at some point and significantly in our life, or we've experienced a failure that we see that we were the fault of.
Yes.
And that can haunt us. And I mean, for you to sit there and say, you know, a failure for you is to stop trying. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's crazy because I didn't always think that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I've grown drastically, and this is really going deep, but I've had 4 miscarriages and lost my dad in a matter of, gosh, 2.5 years, 3 years. Wow. And so, you know, I was like, in my mind, I felt like I failed because I couldn't have a child. I felt like I failed because I lost my dad. Yeah. But what I realized as I started going to therapy at this point, because I was like, I'm always good at what I've done. I don't fail because I keep trying. But when it came to that much bigger picture that I cannot control, woo, That was awakening, you know? And, you know, I did everything I could, you know, I ate right. I did, you know, did this, I did that. And it just wasn't the right time. And that's, you know, what I realized. And then what I realized with my dad, that's his life. That was his journey that he took. Yes. So for me to put the failure on about my dad, you know, I had to let that go. But like I said, I didn't always feel that way because I would keep trying to have kids, and but I kept failing in my eyes.
Yeah.
But then when I looked at it, the spiritual side and the higher power,
yep.
No, it just wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Deep thoughts with Jen Rulon, right?
I love it. That's what makes you though. You
yeah.
know, that's what is so beautiful. It is indescribable. Coach Jen, you just have this, I don't know, this joy within you, even though maybe those were failures in your past, you have this halo about you that says you're much more than that.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You know,
don't make me cry.
Oh, I try not to make you cry, but that's what shines through, then that means that when people are watching you, whether they're watching you because they just want to cheer you on, they happen to have seen you maybe because they turned something on or they heard from a bystander, you got to watch this gal. You know, I've heard this story, and they're like, oh, that's kind of a cool name, Jen. You know, I like Jen. It's easy to remember. Or you're coaching somebody and motivating them and what they do. You are touching people's lives every single day.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You're a woman of impact. And that is a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. And I think, you know, I'm raw and real. I'll tell you how it is. I'm not a BSer when it comes, you know, I'm a cheerleader, yes, but I'm also going to tell you, you know, you got to own your own stuff.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, if they give me excuse for doing this or that, I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for excuses. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not the right coach if you have excuses. That's just not who I am. Right. Cause I don't put that among myself, but I also tell them that in the very beginning when I coach them, I'm like, you know, I'm not a toughie. I'm not a full cheerleader.
Right.
I'm sort of in between, but I also expect a different level from yourself than you may think. Of yourself. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
And
you're leading them to greatness is what you are.
Yeah.
And they haven't reached that pinnacle of greatness yet.
Yeah.
But that's the path that you are helping them with and coaching them through.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm. Well,
on my website, my little tagline is crossing or coaching triathletes to get to the finish line with a smile.
Mm.
Because that's the biggest thing that everybody has said to me. They looked at my pictures. They're like, you're so happy. Why are you happy? You just ran 140.6. Like, how is
you're crazy.
Crazy girl. And it's probably true. We probably are a little crazy for doing 11 of them. My husband's done more and he's qualified for Kona twice and he's done Kona twice. Yeah. So, and here's the thing I should say, we don't have kids. We have fur babies.
Oh.
You know, we have kids. They're hanging out with grandma and grandpa and dad. So they got a pretty good life. But, you know, we are a little crazy. I think you have to be.
Yes. Yeah. Just a little bit. But, you know, that enthusiasm that you carry through, you know, with what you do personally also then carries into your coaching and how you are serving others. Because it's not just, this is our first time meeting. You know, I was introduced to you from a good friend. And, you know, one thing that I get from you is that it's not about you. It's about training the person who comes to you and saying, how far do you want to take it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to support your dreams, not to support my dreams for you, but your dreams for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're spot on. Because I don't, you know, I think I get more satisfaction when I see my athletes cross the finish line than they could imagine. Like it's funny because when you're training for an Ironman, you could train up to a full year doing Ironmans. So I think sometimes you don't always get, athletes don't always see where I'm taking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be very challenging for them. So maybe that week I didn't reach out to them as much as I should have, or I did this. But man, when they cross that finish line, I am the best thing of, like, I'm the best thing ever. Like, oh my God, Coach Jen, you are awesome. I'm like, I didn't do the work, you guys. I just provided the tools to get you to that finish line.
Yeah.
You know, like, you are finding your own journey and your own self within your own triathlon journey.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and that makes an extraordinary coach.
Thank you.
Definitely. And also, I want to put a plug in. You have an ebook out, and we will have the link in the show notes. So those who want to pick it up, they can. And remind me, Coach Jen, what it's called.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's called Rule on Rules, Strength Training and the Triathlete. So I have been – so here I'll give you a brief about that. I did 4 Ironmans, took an 8-year sabbatical, and that's where I found strength training and CrossFit. Drank the Kool-Aid, went to regionals when it was like easy to get to regionals. And then I started triathlon training again because I forgot about that Kona goal for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's when I, you know, had the miscarriages and lost my dad at that in during that 8-year sabbatical. So there's a lot going on. But what I realized is what a much stronger triathlete than I am through strength training.
Yes.
And so, you know, triathletes can go to a CrossFit gym, but they may not get what they need. And so this ebook was just about, here are some basic lifts that y'all need to implement into your training and how you implement it into your training. Because, you know, I've had some people reach out to me like, oh my God, I can't move. And I'm like, well, what'd you do? They're like, I did lunges, I did squats, I did leg press machine, I did leg extensions, I did leg curls. I'm like, well, all in one day? Like,
yeah.
And so, you know, at one point I was CrossFit certified. I'm not now, but you know, it's just that knowledge that I learned from CrossFit has really helped me build triathletes with strength training. And so that's the ebook that I put out in January. And it's going well. It's been fun. It was a lot of work, but it was so worth it putting it together.
Yes. Well, it is a great book and I have read it. Most of it, I've kind of had to, you know, highlight a few things. I'm going back. I'm not going to, and you also have bonus material in there.
I do.
That when you click on that, because it isn't only, or it's offered only in an ebook format.
Correct.
And so when you click on that bonus material, that takes you to samples, correct? Which is awesome. Yes. I love that.
Yeah. The bonus, and then the bonus gives you like 20 videos of how to do a squat, how to do a push press, how to do a deadlift, how to do a Romanian deadlift. And then, you know, just like fun little workouts, like, hey, here's a whole bunch of little mini wads you could do at home, things like that. So,
yeah. So it's not just for the triathlete. I mean,
no.
I think anybody can actually benefit from this.
That's true. And for the runner too. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I see so many runners not do strength training. And it's so crucial.
Yes, I agree. I was one who was the runner who didn't do strength training. And as I continued to run, my muscle over time, my body began eating my own muscle.
Yep.
And it was a really scary thing because I was like, man, a gallon of milk was kind of starting to feel heavy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a mom of 5. A gallon of milk should not feel heavy.
No, it should not. Yeah. Hopefully you're not carrying the kids along with the milk. You know,
right.
Why it's heavy, but.
Yeah. No. Just the milk though. I mean, you know, and I began to start to notice that this is not normal. This should not be normal. So I did. I started implementing then strength training into my routine, and I was doing it 4 to 5 days a week, not all full body, everything. But it makes a tremendous amount of difference.
Big difference. Oh. I started working. I'm doing a talk in San Antonio at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in June. It's a health and wellness fair. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, you know, I could promote the ebook. I could put together a PDF, you know, for like Triathlon 101. And then all of a sudden, like a light bulb turned on for me. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to put, so like Sunday night, I came up with this, of course, but I'm actually going to put life lessons of an Ironman triathlete. And like, the lessons going beyond the swim, bike, and run. So it's going to be like a little, like it's actually going to be a book, but it's going to be like 100 pages. So
that is awesome.
So look for that. Like all of a sudden, like I said, like the light bulb turned on. I told my husband, I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. And he's like, okay.
So, go for it.
But, you know, I talked about that in my TED talk, like, you know, life lessons. And this is a huge thing with with triathletes, especially this weekend. There's Ironman Texas in the Woodlands. And so everybody's freaking out about the weather. And I was like, you guys, control what you can control. Yeah. You can't control the weather. You can't control the waves or whatever, the water temperature, but you can control on planning for that. Mm-hmm. But also, same thing in everyday life. Control what you can control. If you see that it's going to rain out, you know, and you're in this nice outfit, then change the outfit, or two, grab an umbrella. Mm-hmm. Like, don't use so much energy on stuff that you can't control. So.
Oh, that is awesome. I mean, because we waste energy, don't we, on stuff that is really like, doesn't matter.
You see that on social media all the time.
Yes.
You know, if you want to let go of some of the stresses in your life, I mean, as much as I love social media because it's built my brand, it's built my business.
Right.
But there's times like this weekend, I was like, I got to get off, you know? So.
Yeah, that is so important. Oh my goodness, you just have so much, Coach Jen. And of course, we will have all the information in the show notes. So I know you're going to want to get in touch with her. I just know you are. So we'll be sure to have all of that in there. Okay, so we've talked about a triathlon. We've talked about kind of the physical aspect of it. We know it's grueling on the body. You are crazy for wanting to do it and doing it 11 times plus now since you're training. When's your next one?
So I just did a half Ironman 2 weeks ago in Galveston, and I got fourth in my age group. So I have another Ironman in August 20th, so about 20 weeks away. It's an Ironman Mont Tremblant in Montreal area. It's gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've done that one before. And so after Florida last year, there's a lot of time that you think about because I drove over there, and that's about a 13-hour drive for us. And I was like, you know, I love the ocean. I'm a water baby, but I really need a lake wetsuit swim. That's my prime. That's my best. So it was either Tremblant, Boulder, Coeur d'Alene, or Lake Placid. And so I thought, let's go back to Tremblant. So we are.
Well, fabulous. Well, we'll just have to mark it down, and we'll have that race date in the show notes. So if you want to, you know, pay attention to that, then you can definitely follow Coach Jen. Okay, so we've talked about the physical aspect. We talked about kind of the strength aspect. Nutrition-wise, obviously, we all have got to eat healthy. So let's say we're out there. We got to be realistic. What is a good, healthy, even not as an athlete, just a healthy diet?
Oh, that question.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You know, so here's what I tell people. I'm not a nutritionist, and I only play one on television, joking. But when it comes to nutrition, I hire a nutritionist. I reach out to people that are experienced at it. Mm-hmm. So what works for me may not work for the next person, may not work for this person. You always hear this person like, oh, I'm going to start eating clean. I'm going to go paleo. I'm going to go gluten-free. I'm going to cut my dairy. I'm going to count my macros.
Yes.
So it's a lot. I think truly, if you are just starting out, the best thing to do is go to your phone and grab MyFitnessPal. And that you could start tracking how many calories you're taking in and how many calories you're pushing out, like when it comes to exercise. So the great thing about MyFitnessPal, and I don't promote them, like it's not, you know, they I don't get paid or anything by that. But The cool thing is you could scan it. So if you grab something at the grocery store, you scan it, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to have, I don't know, 10 pieces of chips or whatever. And then that goes right into your dietary information. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you look at it and you're like, oh, wow, I'm at 3,000 calories and I haven't done anything today. You know, and it really keeps you accountable. Like, and then you could, you know, you could start following friends and have people on there and you could be buddies and stuff like that. So I think MyFitnessPal, if you are just trying to start out and figure out what's good, what's not, you know, because for me, I'm the worst. I shouldn't say I'm the worst at nutrition, but after Ironman Florida, when I said to my husband, I said, if I get into the top five, I'm going to go up to Austin and go to Voodoo Donuts. And I never eat donuts. I don't. I am not a donut eater. Uh-huh. But these Voodoo Donuts, have you heard of these?
I haven't.
There's these big donuts. Like there might be M&Ms. There's bacon. There's all this Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
Oh my.
So I go up there and I get one and I sat there with my cup of coffee and I indulged in this donut. And so when I thought, oh, I'll grab four more to take home so my husband can have one. He didn't have one single donut. I had a donut every day for 5 days.
Wow.
And I'll never have a donut again until probably after my next Ironman. You know, it's just, I want people to not indulge like I just did, you know, for those donuts. But I also want people to realize that, like, if you pull so much of that stuff away, mm-hmm. then you're going to get off track, you know, like, and I think that's where a lot of people come, you know, have troubles is that they're like, okay, I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to go gluten-free. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And it's super, super strict. And after 2 weeks, maybe they're starving. Maybe they just binge. When I try to explain to people about nutrition is that it's everything in moderate choices. You know, if you want that donut, maybe you have a half a donut. Maybe you have that donut as a reinforcement like I did. Maybe you have, you know, I can't, or chips or salsa, or, you know, I don't know, whatever people, whatever their thing is.
Right.
So MyFitnessPal is the way to go. Track your calories in. And then it will also track your calories, fitness, you know, working out wise, and then everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. It's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. Excellent tips from Coach Jen. Of course, I love it. So now we got to take it further because it's a mind, body, and the spirit. And we've kind of left out to the mind and the spirit. Mm-hmm. You've been working on something that goes beyond the physical aspect, beyond the nutritional aspect, and that yes. is Iron Zen.
Iron Zen. Yeah, I have a really good friend who's a very successful entrepreneur in town, and I coached him to get him ready for his first and only Ironman. And he said to me, he goes, I don't know about you. He goes, but you're just Zen about this sport. I'm like, and then all of a sudden he goes, Iron Zen with Coach Jen. I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. And I think, and I was taken back by it because I never heard that. Mm-hmm. I never thought that was about, you know, something that I've done. Mark Allen, who is a 6-time Ironman world champion, he's very Zen. He has that Zen-ness about him as well. And actually he and I met in Kona and I was just like, what? Like the guy that I saw in 89.
Yeah.
And I'm having breakfast with him. Like, I pinch me, because this isn't right.
That's awesome.
He's very Zen as well. And so, but what I realized, and I think it's been my journey, is that there are three things that are needed to get to a certain level as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the physical aspects, mm-hmm. The mental, and the spiritual side of things. And, you know, whether the mental, spiritual are the same, it just depends on what people's beliefs are. You know, for me, higher power, God, he's my spiritualness. But, you know, whatever that is for you. But for me, that mental side is so crucial, because another life lesson that I had in my TED talk is that I think about the good Jen over here and then the negative Jen over here, mm-hmm. Like negative Nancy, positive Polly. Mm-hmm. They're sitting on my shoulder. And, you know, when I'm in a race, positive Polly's going, oh, my God, you're so amazing. You are rocking this girl. And then you got negative Nancy going, what are you doing? You are slow as molasses. You're never going to finish. And so sometimes you just have to flick negative Nancy off and listen to positive Polly. But that's just like everyday life, too. I mean, we play, I think humans can play so much head games yes. in everyday life. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough. They're not good enough parent, you know, and they sit there and they do that to themselves. Like, you got to get rid of that space, that headspace. And so on the mental side, on the Iron Zen side, that's what I try to teach my athletes. You know, think of a word that can motivate you. Think about an object that motivates you. For me, an object is butterflies. And I saw my grandfather is my butterfly. And there was a time when I was training for the a duathlon world championship in the Netherlands. And my grandfather passed, and I'm out riding, and I'm like, what am I doing? My grandfather just passed. Like, why am I even riding? And then within minutes when I said this, I had a cluster of yellow butterflies just floating around me. Oh. And I was like, you know what, Grandpa? You're still with me. Mm. So when I realized that, like, butterflies are my go-to. And I've seen butterflies at, like, the happiest moments of my life, you know, at our wedding with my husband. And then the worst moments of my life, you know, with my dad and things like that, like butterflies that should not be around, yes. you know, in the wintertime in Michigan, mm-hmm. just really just craziness. So I try to get athletes to think of different things that will help them, not only on the race course, not only when they're training, but everyday life.
Wow, you are running the race of a lifetime, and you're taking people on a journey that, you know, people need people like you, a coach to come beside them and to have this broader vision.
Yeah, because you could go on Google and you could type in, you know, 20-week program to get to do your first Ironman. Boom, it's there. But, you know, as a coach, the accountability, I have my own coach. I don't coach myself.
Right.
You know, it's the accountability factor, but it's also that coach that looks beyond that swim, bike, run, and lift as well.
Yes, yes. Well, everybody's going to want to look beyond what we're talking about here today, and they're actually going to want to find you, Jen. So where can people, you know, connect with you?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's Jen Rulon, JenRulon.com. You could always go to my social media platforms, Facebook, Jen Rulon, and then Instagram, and Instagram stories are a big thing for me. So you could go to the @ Coach Jen Rulon. Okay. Those are the main tools. I mean, I'm on Twitter, Pinterest, you know, all the social media platform, but generally where I put a lot of my time is Facebook and Instagram.
Fabulous. Well, of course.
And then my website.
Right. Yeah. And we'll have all of those links, including the ones you may not be on all the time, like your Pinterest. We'll have all of those links for you listeners in the show notes. But before I let you go, Jen, because it has truly been my honor, my pleasure to have an Ironman triathlete. I mean, oh my gosh. And let me ask you this, though, before I ask the final question. Sure. What has been your highest ranking in one of your triathlons? Where have you placed?
Like overall, like a female or overall male?
Probably overall, I mean, female. Since you're the woe man, you know.
So, there's some fast women out there. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. So, for Ironman, fourth place at Florida in my age group was where I was the highest.
Okay.
And that might have put me at top, out of all the women, maybe top 25, maybe top 20.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah. There's a thing that Ironman has, and it's all about marketing, but it's called the All World Athlete. And there's gold, silver, and bronze, and I was a gold last year because of all my placing. So,
Well, that's What? Oh my goodness, that's huge.
Thanks. I think that is 1% of what I'm placing in my age group.
Oh my God.
Out of all the people in the world. Yeah. It's sort of crazy.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely incredible. Oh, congratulations. All right. Well, before I let you go, I have this one question. Yeah, I know. I love to throw these one questions in, and I never tell you what the question's going to be.
Okay. I love it.
So the series is called My Strength is My Story. Mm-hmm. What has your story gifted you?
That's a good question. What has my story gifted me? Success.
Success.
Mm-hmm. Success. But my story is also, I'm going to go a little bit on the spiritual side. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talking out there to the big man upstairs when I'm out there on the race course and on the training. And so I think it's also brought me a closer relationship with God. Mm. And my grandfather and my dad. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I know right now your dad and your grandpa are looking down and saying, that's my girl. She's got it. She's our champion.
Yes, you got it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, you're my champion, and I am so delighted that you took time to come on. We'll have to have you back so we can chat again.
That would be great, especially after I qualify.
That's right. We will celebrate your qualification for Kona right here.
You've heard it here. We're going to do it.
That's right.
I'm just throwing that out in the universe. It's out there. People know that's what I want to do. Now I'm just getting it out to the podcast world, right?
That's right. You're getting out there, and we'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.